This year, more than a dozen cities or counties around Wisconsin will hold special collections for prescription drugs used by humans or pets. For the first time, WAPACA is doing this, and it's pairing up with other counties, Calumet, Outagamie, and Winnebago. On hand at the collection sites will be law enforcement, so narcotics don't get in the wrong hands. Along with them will be pharmacists. WAPACA County Solid Waste Director Roger Holman says they need people who can identify what drugs are collected.
Quite often we don't know what's being brought in, so a pharmacist, of course, is your best resource. Some of the medication will actually come in a plastic bag without a label with it.
Surveys done at past collections indicate many people are flushing unwanted prescription drugs down the toilet or pouring them down the drain, something the state advises people not to do because it can get into ground or surface water. Joni Burns oversees hazardous waste for the State Department of Natural Resources.
There has been a linkage to effects on fish or other aquatic organisms. It's not known, and it's going to be very, very difficult to determine the contribution of waste pharmaceuticals such as flushing versus pass-through, you know, the things that are just metabolized. The evidence so far is that they both weigh in quite heavily.
Organized collection efforts are designed not only to keep water clean, but to prevent thieves from going through trash looking for medication or the identity of the person who used it. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.